My first lesson from Jinx proved to be the most painful. I adopted the cat, and my husband left. His leaving extended much deeper than me bringing home a cat. The need for control? He's the man, and what he says goes? I disobeyed, and he was making me pay? Oh, I paid. Everything was fine, or so I told myself. I wasn't responsible for my husband's behavior or what he did. The only person I could control was myself and my reactions. So on the surface, I was fine. But below, in the depths of my soul, a powerful force took over my body. Some people label it grief, mourning, or loss. I never found a medical or psychological explanation for what I experienced, despite searching for years and Googling such phenomena. Maybe someone out there knows the answer to this mystery, but it doesn't matter anymore. My conclusion is that people can die from a broken heart. As usual, I continued to work. I attended counseling and church, sought comfort from my friends, cried, grieved, and thought I handled the loss well. My counselor told me to let my husband sit in his own stuff and let him come to me, so I never tried to call him. The stress and pain of my husband leaving cast me into a darkness I have never known. I became the main character of Stephen King's book, Thinner, where a curse placed upon the protagonist causes him to lose weight, no matter what he eats. It was fun at first. Yay! I can eat whatever I want and still lose weight. But I had little extra weight to start with, and I continued downhill. My body began eating itself from the inside out, and I was powerless to stop it. I slipped from 110 pounds to 105 to 99, 98, 97, 96, 95 to 93 pounds until I was a walking skeleton with gaunt face and protruding bones. I continued to lose weight despite consuming up to 5,000 calories a day.